Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 2nd of March, recording at 6:38 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, the most interesting development that's taken place here today concerns a shakeout in the metal markets. Now, most of that's been recouped, and actually some of them have gone on to higher levels for the day. But the shakeout occurred this morning, and it coincided with a bit of a rally in the US dollar, which I suppose was slightly oversold on a short-term basis with hindsight. But the dollars held some of those gains, but the metals situation was really quite interesting. And from the home gym, I heard someone referring to one of the regular commentators on there was referring to, or say one of the regular presenters was referring to a report that had come out saying that the boom in base metals was a bubble, and I think they said all metals, and boom in metals and commodities was a bubble, and it was all over. Well, you know, I take a bit of a cynical view on that because I think I've probably heard more forecasts of the end of the resources boom in the last few years than I've heard about sightings of Elvis. And, well, I don't believe any of them, not at any rate on the basis of my charts of the metals and other natural resources, which still look pretty impressive. So, and I apologize if this is not something that interests all of you, but I think it probably interests the majority of you, because if you don't actually participate in some of these metals directly, you certainly do in the shares, which not surprisingly also had a shakeout and then gained back a fair amount of that, of those declines, and probably then some, and more so. And if not, they will most likely rally tomorrow. But take silver, for instance. That dropped down to 710 on the May contract, enabled me to pick up a little bit more on my baby steps basis, but closed up 7.8 cents here at 734.3. So that's a very good gain. Gold, which dropped down to 428.75. Did concern me a wee bit until I got in and looked at the chart, and it didn't look too bad at all. But at any rate, gold is lost traded here at 432.75. That's up a little bit on the day. And we had some even more dramatic action in some of the industrial metals, and I'm just going to touch on a few of those because this really is interesting. Copper got hammered. It went down to 3,135 in the morning, but closed at 3,213, up 12 on the day. Lead, I tried to buy a little lead when I saw the prices, but then it dipped down to 935, but if you blinked, it had moved back up off that level. It did close down on the day, but at 949, and just basically steady. The nickel market, which was soft yesterday, and that sometimes leads, and so if there was a little bit of a warning, that was it, that we might see a bit of a correction, but that closed $300 higher than its low on the day that was seen this morning. So a bit of softness. Now, tin, that's the one that I own that was less active, and dipped down to 8,300 on the 3 months price, closed at 8,375. Now, metals are ranging here, and the LME industrial metals, and that inevitably includes COMEX copper, they are, the LME would be a big influence on that COMEX copper. They're volatile, and I've said over and over again that they get the occasional bungee jumps, but this does not look like one of those instances. And sure, metals have had an awfully good gain over the last few years, but I do feel that the circumstances are rather exceptional, just as the demand for oil that we're getting from emerging markets led by China and India is really rather exceptional as well. And judging from the chart action that I see overall, judging from the number of shortages that we see in many of these markets, I just don't think this move is over by a long shot. You know my view. I think these are all in secular bull markets. Those moves won't be linear, they'll be very choppy, but they are generally a buy on setbacks. At least that's the strategy that I have adopted and will continue to adopt. Meanwhile, I think that when we get all of these bearish forecasts, we'll call it the wall of worry or whatever, but the fact that we do get this bearish forecast and then accompanying shakeouts keeps the markets from getting very overbought or very overextended on the upside. So I think that's basically healthy. I'd probably be a lot more worried, should be a lot more worried, if we had loads of forecasts coming out for industrial metals, crude oil, and so on, claiming that they were all going to go through the roof. Okay, what about stock markets here today? One of my favorites, Thailand, was soft today. There was a hike in interest rates and some concern about inflation. And my hunch is that'll be a temporary setback at this stage. If I'm right, we should see at least a partial recouping tomorrow of the reaction that we actually saw. I'm not too concerned about holding on to that. Japan still very steady, pushing up. Got the Nikkei up at 11,813. Remember, it up near that 12,000. There's a lot of psychological resistance at that area. When I say a lot, that doesn't mean that it's some massive formidable barrier and then it'll come flopping back down. I regard that as the upper side of the developing base formation. Maybe it backs away again, but eventually it's going to break up above that level. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's a bit sooner rather than later. And that will ring a few bells around the globe, particularly among Japan skeptics. Remember, Japan's my favorite stock market for the very long term. And otherwise, a mixed performance. European markets a little bit soft in here today for the most part, but nothing big. Wall Street was down earlier on, then pushed to the plus side. It's still there, but modest gains. So we're still, I think, in an overall consolidation phase of some of the very good gains that had been seen recently. And anything else of significance here that I can mention for you? Bonds again, softness in here today. I'm looking at the not a lot, but I'm looking at the June U.S. Treasuries. They're down 5/32 at 112.01. They've been down pretty much every day. The Euro bunds, it's the other one I'm looking at, they were down again today. So this does look weak, and that, as I say, will that's an approaching headwind for global stock markets. Now here's another one, crude oil, and this has happened really in the last hour or so. But crude oil's pretty steamy here, up at 52.85 as I speak. That's up $1.17. So that's very firm. I haven't seen any news on it in terms of contributing to that move, but that's probably what's reined in Wall Street's rally somewhat. And if it holds, it may well tip Wall Street a little bit to the downside. You remember that when after crude oil had fallen down and that predictable medium-term correction, predictable because it was signaled by the downward dynamics, could be key reversals, key day reversals. Got down to close to that $40 level and started to steady, and it was also back in some support and moved back up. My theory really was that this is one that would sort of lead the way back up among natural resources. But a few of the metals have pushed up couple of metals at a slightly quicker rate. But I think for the most part, oil is leading this current move, and I just don't think it's over. As you know, I think we're going to see Further moves on the upside. Natural gas lagging a little bit, but well off the low. Actually, it's up on the days, up about 20 cents in here, at least the April contract that I'm looking at. I've still got a position there. Chart looks to me like it's consolidating, and I'm holding out for a bit further gain there as well. And that's pretty much it, folks. So we've still got, say, that bit of a dollar. A bit firmer dollar here today, but no upward dynamic. And I think what we're going to see more than anything else is ranging, but that we're more likely to get a test of 80 than a test of 85 once again. All the best.